Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Think about what could have been if you stayed.
Yeah, we would have probably won a championship. All right. Those green and gold sneakers was for the finals the last year I was here.
He's got to be the most fun player that has ever put on a green uniform.
Dale Arnold.
Wow, this is a bad look for Tyreek Hill. He is in deep, deep trouble.
Rich Keith. Going into his prime, and so we're excited that Joe's here.
Dale and Keith.
Was, I'll take that back. He was targeted more.
Come on, Francesca. Give us the stats.
I want $10 million or I'm telling everybody that I had sex with you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Every once in a while, a young person trying to make their way in the business will come to me and they'll say, Dale, how do I get into the business and be a sports talk show god like Rich Keefe and Mike Francesa?
What do you say, don't?
I always say to them, when you can get a piece of copy with as many P words in it as Rich Keefe just did.
Nailed that.
And nail it.
That's good job.
You, my friend, have got a future in the business.
I think we just sold some pest control services right there.
A proud product of pest control.
That's a lot.
Call
EHS Pest or visit EHSPest.com. EHS Pest, the proud pest control partner of the Boston Red Sox.
See, if you can do that.
Nailed it.
You have got a future in the business.
Just do tongue twisters, a lot of alliteration, and your future is bright.
Did somebody from Channel 7 write that?
I think maybe.
I think they probably did.
Yeah. Very good.
Every time the first time you did it, my head snapped around.
Mine did too. It was the first time I read it. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
What was all of that?
This is a new one. That's a lot in there, but go check them out. They're very great.
And the way they write copy, you should go see them just for that.
Get rid of all the pests. No problem.
So were you as emotional as Tommy Heinsohn last night?
Jeez, what was going on in the building? I did actually think it was pretty cool.
After
all of the nonsense about, I told them not to do it because I wasn't playing, and why can't I be mad? It was annoying. It was. And if you didn't think it was, if you're saying it wasn't annoying now, I think that is revisionist history. And then the whole thing with, I know it's Paul Pierce's night, but it's just a 2-minute video, and I wanted the video now, and it was so. It was built up, and it ended up being a reason to dislike Isaiah Thomas, which I never wanted to have, but that's what it became. And then so after all of this, he finally gets it last night, and it was cool. It was good. The Celtics always do a good job with this. This was actually a guy unlike, Kelly Olynyk or Evan Turner or some of these other guys that they've done in the past. This one made a little bit of sense. And there was something special about the Isaiah Thomas Boston fan relationship.
Oh, they loved him. No, not loved. They
still
love him. In
still
this
love
town.
Him.
Absolutely.
And isn't it kind of bizarre when you consider it's really a city of champions over the last 20 years?
He didn't win one.
Didn't get to one.
No.
He didn't play in the NBA finals.
He said if he had stayed, he would have won one.
Well, that is outrageous.
I was thinking, what? Did all of the other teams get hurt?
That's the dumbest thing he has maybe ever said, and he's had a whole bunch of them in the past. But
he's got a little confidence in himself.
Which I like. He's got a lot of things, right? That's maybe one of the problems.
Is that a short joke?
No, it is a little bit. It was a bad short joke. Yes, it was.
But better.
He is a guy who it's kind of very unique. Like, I don't think the other guys that have a real tie with the city and the fans have won titles or multiple titles. And I'm not saying he's Brady or Ortiz, but he's ahead of a lot of guys. Like, even guys who have won titles. Like, I think fans love Mookie Betts, for example. Like, Mookie Betts, they love him, but you don't feel like there's that same on the other end. Like, you don't feel like Mookie Betts also loves the fans as much as Isaiah Thomas did. He was all about Boston, and he was only here for, 2.5 seasons? I mean, think about that. 2.5 seasons, titles.
That 16-17 season was a magic carpet ride.
And you have cameramen crying. Tommy Heinsohn crying.
Check out the big boy.
I mean, I love this city. Like I always said, it's genuine love, and that's for the rest of my life here.
Kick to the corner.
He played in less than 200 regular season games for the Celtics. I mean, it's insane, but he did accomplish a lot in that short time, and it was also at a point where the expectation wasn't for them to win the title. And really, his first year when he joined up, it wasn't even for them to, when he came at the deadline, it wasn't even for them to make the playoffs. And yet, so they always overachieved. He was so vocal in how much he loved Boston. And this is a guy who's not from Boston. In fact, he couldn't be from further away from Boston. He played on a bunch of different teams, and he's just had this real connection. And I don't know if it's the fan base liking the underdog or just his overall personality.
I mean,
and
look,
then,
I hate to be crass about it.
Yeah.
It's because he's small.
You think so?
Yes. That's why Tommy got, first of all.
Tommy laid it on pretty thick.
And look, he was an exciting player here. We
thoughts
all
and recollections
him.
On the time he spent here.
You know, he's got to be the most fun player that has ever put on a green uniform.
Holy smokes.
I might go with Bird. I mean, it's just me.
Bird was a great player.
Fun player.
And fun to watch.
And I really do think Tommy and us, all of us, get carried away by the fact that he's my height.
Yeah, I mean, I think that has to be a part of it. And how many 5'9 guys can average 30 points per game in a season, or 29, or whatever it was, you know, with the Celtics. Like, that is, at first, when you hear Tommy, and Tommy is...
Do you really think he's 5'9, by the way?
Right, he may even be shorter. Yeah. Exactly, he's probably
closer
shorter
to
than
my
that.
Size.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like 5'7 or 5'8 or
and
something.
And we know that Heinsohn will, you know, the hyperbole is there. Just, the, you know, a short list of guys.
I'm not sure that's true.
Greg Steemsma is
okay.
Bill Russell.
Yeah, that one.
Avery Bradley is Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Kelly Olynyk is Dirk Nowitzki.
I'll stop it.
So
now,
those three things that he has said, but when you first sort of dismiss it right away, when you say, oh, he's one of the most fun Celtics to watch, but then when he didn't say he's the best Celtic.
No.
Right? So he's one of the most fun to watch. And you're right. And that is because he's so short. Like, there's not a lot of guys in the league like that, let alone guys in the league who can score like that. And the team did win a lot of games, certainly more games than they were supposed to, based off the talent that they had, who they were going up against and all of that. So he was really fun. But it's hard to think of any other athlete that had that kind of an impact with the fan base, especially when you put it in perspective. The last 20 years, all four of the teams in the city have won at least one title. They all have, you know, multiple All-Stars. They all have, you know, Hall of Famers, essentially, on just about all these teams. And yet Isaiah Thomas shows up 2.5 years. The furthest they make it is the conference finals. But that playoff run where he knocks a tooth out, Ordway's reporting he has a broken jaw.
Well,
his sister passes away, and he plays through all of it, and he has these unbelievable games, and he really put his career on the line.
Yes.
Like, look at him now. That is because he played through that hip injury. That's what I think it is. I mean, he's a shell of himself now.
See, at the risk of alienating some Celtics fans out there,
uh-oh,
I don't want him back. I know he's desperately.
Yeah,
know,
he was.
He's put in his resume.
So something tells me he's not mad at Danny anymore.
No,
he wants back
in the worst way. Bad.
Yeah, he is desperate to come back.
And I don't want him back.
Why not?
Because, as you point out, he is a shadow of his former self.
Yes.
He's on a Denver Nuggets team that's tied with the Warriors for the best record in the Western Conference.
That's a really good
team.
They
don't really have a spot for him.
No, they don't.
They don't have a place for him. I mean, if he was here next year, it would be in a backup role, which he probably isn't going to be very cranked up about. It's going to be like fans chanting for Scalabrine in the closing minutes of games. I love the guy. I loved everything about him. I don't think he's got game anymore. I'll make the Bruins analogy for you.
Okay.
One of my favorite Bruins in recent memory is Adam McQuaid. I don't want him back.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he's got the same game anymore.
He's a healthy scratch, just like Isaiah's
exactly.
been a healthy scratch.
And yeah. I love Adam McQuaid,
right.
And I love everything about him as a person. I don't think he's got enough game left.
But I mean,
I feel that way about Isaiah Thomas. He doesn't have game.
Right now, he doesn't. No, that's true. And last year, he played in a total of 32 games with Cleveland and L.A., and last night was only the 10th game he's played this season. So he missed most of this season, and my thought would be, all right, he's not going to play a whole lot more. Denver might keep playing, but he's not going to
really
play a whole
good.
Lot more. And so between now and October, so he has another 6-7 months to really recover. Can he turn back into a decent player? And I'm talking about Sacramento Kings Isaiah Thomas, not Boston Celtics Isaiah Thomas, but can
yep.
he be the Kings guy? And maybe he kind of knows what his limitations are, and would he come off the bench? Because I look at this team right now, there's no way, they're both free agents, that Kyrie Irving and Terry Rozier are back. There's no way. Rozier won't come back if Kyrie's here. And then Kyrie may leave, and that's the only way you would keep Rozier. Like, maybe Rozier says, all right, now I'm the starter, and Kyrie's gone, and the Celtics can't find anybody else. So could he back up one of those guys? And I know he's talked about the Brinks truck a few years ago, but he knows that that's gone. What's he making now in Denver? Like $2 million, $5 million, whatever it is. I mean, he is not making a lot of money with Denver, and he's not going to play a lot this year. So he might have to sign another one of these 1 year super like veteran minimum type deals.
And if he did that, if he came here, yeah, signed a 1 year veteran minimum, his minutes would be minimal. And he wouldn't be the same guy. He wouldn't be what Tommy remembers, what Celtics fans remember.
No,
I mean, he wasn't last night.
No,
he goes 0 for 2. He's
well,
got
yeah,
a couple
I mean,
of
last
assists.
Night
he plays what 17 minutes.
But he's also he played 7 minutes.
Seven, right.
He's not the guy this year. Even last year, he had a little bit more scoring pop. He played on bad teams, obviously, with the Lakers and the Cavs. But last year, he averaged 15 points a game, you know, when he did play. And I think if he's comfortable with a bench role, which I think he has to be kind of humbled at this point, like he goes from being king of the fourth and all NBA second team and all of this to just saying, all right, not the same guy. He's going to be, what, 30 years old next year. I just think he's going to be super cheap. And if you're talking about having, you know, three max deals on your team and whatever else, you're going to be right up against the salary cap. I think he actually makes a little bit of sense. I think you would be, I'd take a shot at him. You can't expect him to turn into anything.
I think you'd be very disappointed with the Isaiah Thomas that you got.
Well, but I'm saying you can't expect 20 points a game. Like, you just wouldn't.
You'll be lucky if you get 5.
Well, I mean, he's doing more than that this year, and he's barely playing. So, I mean, you'd get more than that. I just think about this roster right now and who could potentially be back. And obviously, Kyrie is the biggest domino that'll have to fall in the offseason. But Marcus Morris, Terry Rozier would be two guys that are probably going to be gone. And then you're looking at, all right, how are you going to get any kind of scoring at all off the bench? And again, he's going to be super cheap. And I think you'd make a little bit of sense. And I'm hoping that next season he's in a little bit better shape than he is this season. Right? I think it's still part of the recovery process for him. You know, it's been a couple of years since he's been fully healthy.
Here's what he said after the game when he was asked about a possible return.
My God.
But can you ever envision a scenario where you might find yourself back wearing green for the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, why not? If the opportunity presents itself, I mean, that would be everything. But I'm a Nugget right now, and I'm happy to be here. And
I'm guessing the Nuggets weren't real cranked up about. He's got the green and gold sneakers on that evidently he was going to wear in the NBA final if they'd gotten that far. He's wearing the green and gold sneakers. He's penning a love letter to the city of Boston. He's talking post game of a game with the Nuggets about, oh, it'd be the best if I could come back here.
Well, ridiculous, right? Now, at least he did say, like, he had some nice things to say about Denver. Like, he did. Like, I think he kind of caught himself and was like, well, I'm wearing a Nuggets jersey. They're the ones paying me right now. They took a chance on me. I better say something. So he did say something about them, but he's definitely open to a return. In fact, I think he would prefer a return to Boston. And it's just, he was talking about how the Celtics have the best fans in the world. And you're like, you play for Denver right now. Denver has the best home record in the NBA. Now, I know most of that's the altitude and all that stuff, but
They're tied with Golden State for the best record in the West.
They're a really good team. They're 30-6 at home. And he's saying, oh, the Celtics have the best fans in the world and all this other stuff. I'm like, what? They must just be rolling their eyes with him. But it was nice for, you know, Coach Malone to even play him. I was kind of surprised that he even...
You had to put him in.
But it was, you know, close game and everything else. Like, maybe you're thinking, hey, if it's a blowout one way or the other, it's easy. But he sort of, when he came back, they played him a little bit here and there. And then for the most part, he's kind of been out of their rotation. But he goes in there and, you know, couldn't get anything to fall, but just obsessed with Boston. Like, the guy loves it. And it's just...
And by the way, that's not a knock at all. I mean,
no, it's great.
It's so nice to see an athlete profess a love for a city and a fan base the way he was professing it and continues to do it. But the Denver Nuggets and Denver Nuggets fans have got to be going, really?
But like you would have to...
How about if you save that for the offseason?
It's been such a long time because of all the winning here that a player has been so loved that hasn't won a title. you know, like for years, there were teams that didn't win. So, you know, like Ray Bourque, obviously, people were obsessed with Ray Bourque. He's one of the best of all time, played for a super long time, but never won a cup here.
Right.
But since then, go back to 2000, it's hard to have a player be on any of these teams too long and make much of an impact without winning. Right. And so he is. And just he wasn't here very long. Like it's really bizarre. And then to hear Heinsohn and everybody else falling in love with him. Now Kyrie Irving, Ross, do you have the Kyrie Irving cut on this too? Because he was obviously at the center of all this. And the reality is, we said it at the time of the deal, Kyrie Irving, better player than Isaiah Thomas. Even healthy Isaiah Thomas, Kyrie Irving is better than. So I do that trade every single time. I thought it was a great trade. Obviously, it hasn't fully paid off yet, but still, you got the better player. You're more of a title contender with Kyrie than you are with Isaiah Thomas. But what do you think Kyrie Irving is thinking? Here he is. You know, he's the one who asked for a trade in Cleveland. He got the trade to go through, and then he sees this guy who, again, didn't win a title. Like, Kyrie Irving hit the biggest shot in Cleveland Cavaliers history. When he goes back to Cleveland, and I know circumstances are different, he asked for a trade, but he is never going to get the response in Cleveland or maybe anywhere that Isaiah Thomas got last night. My bad. I should have called for that earlier. But he was basically kind of he knew that he was in an awkward position. He knew he was in an awkward position. Here's Kyrie on Isaiah.
See a guy come back and get the reception he did from the fans as a former Celtic.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we all understand that, you know, personal emotions and business really don't mix, especially in the NBA. You know, you have a plan where you would like to stay somewhere, and then, you know, the organization moves in another direction. And, you know, we respect all those guys who are in the top positions to make those decisions. But you could just see that the connection that guys have with fans that they build in the community, you know, stick with them for the rest of their careers, and the fans support them for the rest of their careers as well, for the most part, at least. You know, so it's just awesome. You know, it's well documented what he's done here. And, you know, for me, it's a unique position because I'm the one who got traded for him. So, you know, I just want to see him do well. We got drafted the same year. You know, he's dealt with a lot of BS in his career, just trying to be the underdog all the time instead of getting the opportunity he deserves. And Boston gave him that opportunity. He flourished. And unfortunately, he had that hip injury. And you know, but he'll be back at the top of his game in no time. And, you know, you don't ever got to worry about a talented guy like that.
First and last pick of the 2011 draft, which is kind of crazy. But that part of the beginning is such a crock by Kyrie. Play just the beginning again, where he's talking about how it's, you know, we respect what the you know, people in management do.
Like, well, I mean, first and foremost, we all understand that, you know, personal emotions and business really don't mix, especially in the NBA. You know, you have a plan where you would like to stay somewhere, and then, you know, the organization moves in another direction, and, you know, we respect.
Hold on, what? You want to play for
right,
a team?
Some respect.
You didn't want to play. You could have. Cleveland would have had you the whole time. You could have played. He's like, hey, you know, we know how it is. You want to play for a team your whole career. You didn't. You asked for a trade. He's like, hey, but we got to respect what those guys do. No, you didn't. You went and told them you wanted to be traded. What are you talking about? You're the opposite of Isaiah Thomas.
Well, we respect that, Rich.
Isaiah Thomas was devastated that he left. You asked to leave, and now you might leave again. You're the opposite of him. Like, what is he talking about?
Isaiah Thomas is, well, we know his height, and in the NBA, it's hard at that height to have continued success. We know that he's, and I won't say indifferent defensive player, but he might be a defensive liability, which probably on Brad Stevens' team doesn't fit very well.
Well, they did all right with him when he was here.
No, I understand. And I think that the Celtics have evolved since then, certainly a different team. If he's not hitting his shots, he doesn't bring a whole lot to the table here.
Yeah, so you're just basing it off of what he's done this season?
Well, and I just, unfortunately, I think physically it's going to be real hard for him to get back to what he was.
Yeah, but if he's Brad Wanamaker next year, like how does that doesn't hurt, right? There's more upside than Brad Wanamaker.
You think he'd be satisfied being Brad Wanamaker?
Well, I think if he goes out there and he struggles, he has to realize that he's not deserving of playing 25 minutes a night.
It's easy to say that he has to understand that.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, a guy who was the man. Here.
But I don't think he's
Becky Lynch. He was the man here for a while.
But I don't think
it's hard to come back and just be a guy.
But he's a guy right now with Denver, not even a guy. And he's not complaining about playing time or anything like that. I think he has to be able to put it in perspective. And if he's making $2-3 million, like, okay, what kind of power do you really have? And if you become,
you know, we respect all those guys who are in the top positions to make those decisions.
Like, no, you don't. I guess if he's talking about he and LeBron and Durant, those are the guys
in the position to make those decisions.
They are in the top positions. That's what I would say. But, yeah, I mean, this has obviously been a very disappointing season for him. He's only played in 10 games, but he's also on a really good team. So it's not like they can just work his way back. If he was on one of these non-playoff teams, they'd probably give him all the minutes that he wants and see if he can really work his way in. But Denver is trying to get home court advantage. They're now, as you said, tied with the Warriors for the best record in the West. So they can't be messing around. And right now, he's not good enough. You know, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, all those guys are playing a whole lot better.
He's going to be good enough. I don't mean, you know, I know what his talent level was, but physically, do we think that he's going to get better?
Yeah, I don't know what the medicals are necessarily, because last year he looked a little bit better. But again, it was also in more meaningless games. So if he has another off season, like, I don't know what the diagnosis is. I guess you'd have to talk to one of the doctors or maybe, you know, whatever team signs him is going to have to work him through the whole thing again. Obviously, he passed a physical in order to play with Denver for them to sign him. But that's going to be what all the teams do next year, whether it's the Celtics or whoever else. Take a look at him and just see what the upside is.
Keith, if you're looking for a doctor, just ask. We had a bunch of them call us yesterday.
We did have a million doctors yesterday.
And we appreciated their input and their medical expertise. They, if they could not call today, that'd be good.
They all contradicted each other.
Yeah, they seemed to be all over.
I don't know where they all went to school, but it was a little bit of a headache. Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Happiest man in America right now at this exact moment is probably not Isaiah Thomas.
No, although I think he felt the love last night.
It might be Mookie Betts.
Really?
Oh, he's got to be very happy today. We'll tell you why when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
It has been an interesting offseason in Major League Baseball. Manny Machado signs with San Diego for reasons that elude us, but a whole bunch of money.
Lots of money.
Bryce Harper signs with Philadelphia
forever
for a whole crap ton of money there as well. In fact, $330 million for Bryce Harper.
Over 13 years, though.
13 years, $330 million.
Right.
Well, apparently, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN and others.
Passan
drops this pass bomb on you.
Pass bomb?
I've made it up.
Okay. Hey, we'll go with it.
Mike Trout and the Angels are wrapping up the largest contract in professional sports history. A 12-year deal worth more than $430 million.
Excuse me?
An average annual value of $36 million a year. Now, this is the same organization. Now, keep this in mind.
Yes.
Gave Albert Pujols 10 years, $240 million. Gave Josh Hamilton 5 years, $125 million, and then regretted both deals almost immediately.
And who said baseball's dying? $430 million.
Are you comparing those contracts to this one? I'm just saying. After they signed those guys to these big contracts, they went, "Oh crap! Now what do we?"
I don't see it with this one though. This one you had to do. He is the best player in baseball, and probably by a decent margin too. He has been as consistent as anybody. You know, Bryce Harper, MVP 1 year, then kind of drops off. Still good, and you would want him on your team and all of that, but kind of drops off. Even Mookie Betts, it's a lot shorter of a sample than Trout, but he had the near MVP season, then a drop off, and then an MVP season. Let's see what he does this year. Mike Trout has been the runner-up or the winner of the MVP I think six of the last seven years.
He's won two, finished second four times.
That's insane. And then he had a bad year. He finished fourth.
By the way, he's been in the major leagues just 8 years.
Right.
And actually finished first or second, really, six of the eight.
I was going to say, really 7 years,
right,
because the first year he wasn't even rookie eligible. The second year he was rookie eligible. So really 7 years, he was rookie of the year, runner-up, then he wins the MVP, then runner-up, wins it, fourth, and then last year he finished second to Mookie Betts.
Now, Trout is everything that you say he is.
Best player.
I'm not disagreeing with that premise. And yet in his entire Angels career, they've made the playoffs once and got bounced in the first round the 1 year they made it. So they've had the best player in baseball,
right,
and basically have nothing to show for it.
It just goes to show you, out of all the sports, it really is the one where you can have the best player, he can be the MVP or close to it every single year, and that doesn't guarantee you anything. If you have the MVP in football or the MVP in basketball or the MVP in hockey, you're at least making the playoffs. Baseball, though, it's not true. Remember, A-Rod was on some really bad teams. There was nothing more that he could do. Like, when he was in Texas, nothing more that he could do because the rest of the team stinks. So, I mean, on the one hand, give the Angels credit for locking this guy up. If you can get the best player, keep the best player. Now, what do you do with the other 24 guys on the team? You need a rotation. You need, I don't know, some protection in the lineup a little bit. So, he's the best player, but you're right. It's not going to always mean playoff success, because that's not how it works in baseball.
And Harper had already begun lobbying for Trout to join him in Philadelphia.
I know, that's
Trout is from Millville, New Jersey, about 45 miles from Philadelphia. That's not going to happen now. He wasn't going to be a free agent after this season, by the way. Free agent after 2020.
Right.
He had 2 years left on his deal, and the Angels said, forget it, we're going to swoop in and we're going to do this. But now the question becomes, if you're the Red Sox and you'd like to get a deal done with Mookie Betts, it's probably going to be somewhere between the $330 million that Harper got and the $430 million that Trout got.
Yeah, and Betts has been
closer to the $430.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. And especially if he's going to do anything early. Otherwise, he'll just wait to be a free agent, because everything that Mookie Betts has said when asked about his contract, it really makes you think he is going to wait until he's a free agent, get a bidding war with all the teams. He's talked about, you know, doing it for the next generation and their families, right? You're like, whoa, geez, like, this guy is not going to take a deal anytime soon. But when you see the best player, like his true peers in baseball, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, see the deals that they've gotten. And I also think it's pretty telling. Now, Trout is a lot better than Harper, but Harper was a free agent. Anybody could sign him. He could negotiate with anybody. And he got $330 million, but he had to sign for 13 years and with no opt-outs.
Right.
Then,
now, supposedly, he didn't want the opt-outs,
right,
if you want to believe that.
Sure, okay, but either
supposedly,
way.
Supposedly, he's the one who said, no, I don't want opt-outs, I want to be there.
But $330 million open market, Mike Trout can only negotiate with the Angels and gets $430 million, and 1 year less. So, if you're the Red Sox now, do you think, would Mookie Betts take you seriously if you showed up and said, all right, $400 million for 12 years or whatever it is, 10 years, no, I don't know if you could do 10, but would you do something like that? Because he shouldn't get paid more than Mike Trout. He just should. He's not as good as Mike Trout is. But if he's going to be a free agent,
$400 million to get him done.
Yeah,
and it's going to be in that ballpark somewhere.
But he might even bet on himself and say, "I'll wait and become a free agent." And at that point, if you hit the market at the right time, it's not the best player gets paid the most, then the second best player gets the second most. That's not how it works. Look at Trent Brown. Look at Trey Flowers. Look at, you know, Nate Solder from a year ago. So he might say, all right, that's the money that's given out right now. What if I wait 2 years? What if the money continues to go up a little bit, and then here I am, and now, oh, by the way, I was supposed to be a free agent the same year as Mike Trout. He's not going to be on the market.
I'm going to be
the
bell of the ball.
Yes.
Now, the counter argument, the obvious one is, okay, what happens if you get hurt? Now, in Trout's case, he has now taken those 2 years of you know, what happens if something happens to him, God forbid, that's all over. He's getting the $430 million now, no matter what. He goes out and blows out his knee the day after he signs it. He gets it all. If you're Mookie, and athletes generally think they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, but if you're Mookie, are you saying, okay, do I play for two more years, run the risk of something happening, or do I cash in now like Trout just did, and know that I am set for the rest of my life and my family's life and their family's lives and not have to take the chance.
If you get offered the Mike Trout contract, don't you have to take it? Like, you have to. I mean,
I
think your kid
or something close to it.
Right, because if he's talking about, you know, raising the bar for the next generation and all that kind of thing, that's exactly what Mike Trout just did. This is going to be a record-breaking deal. How many record-breaking deals have we had this offseason? Machado was right up there. I think wasn't Machado the highest free agent signing? I think Stanton got more money, but Stanton was similar to Trout, where right. He was on the team, and they extended him. So Machado gets all that money, then Harper gets all that money, and now Trout. Betts, hey, it's your right to wait two more years, but as you said, a lot can change, and maybe it is an injury, or maybe something happens, or maybe you have a season like you did 2 years ago, where you were very good. But you weren't that elite top-level guy like you were this past season. So how does that factor into the amount of money that you could make? You also saw Bryce Harper wait forever. Is that something you want to do? He didn't sign till a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I believe that the Sox would like to sign Mookie Betts now. In the same way that Trout is signing, you know, 2 years before they have to, I think the Sox would like to do that with Betts. I don't know whether Betts is interested or not. I'll say this. If he's not, they got to trade him next year. They got to play him this year, and they got to trade him next year because I don't think he's staying.
But don't you think he's just going to go to whatever team gives him the most money? Because that's how I view it. I don't think he necessarily loves Boston, but I don't think he hates Boston.
No, I don't think he hates it at all.
I think he would want the most money. And
now, you are kind of eliminating some possible suitors.
Certain
right?
teams cannot sign him.
You would assume that the Angels are not in the running anymore.
Nope, Angels are out.
I'm not sure that the Phillies would still be in the running, although they claimed they could make a run for Trout and still have Harper. I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
The Yankees inevitably always have
money. They're always in the mix.
Maybe the Cubs, maybe the Dodgers. Could anybody else be looking at... Although, we never thought that
I didn't
Padres.
Think Manny was, Machado was going to go to San Diego. True. So maybe a team that looks at it and that's their one guy that they spend a lot of money on. So maybe the market's a little bit bigger than I had thought. But I understand what you're saying. I guess the question would be, so this year you're clearly a World Series contender. The question then becomes next year, what does the roster look like? What's your starting pitcher look like? Is Xander Bogaerts back? Did you find a closer somewhere? Like, what does the team look like next year? Because I'm with you. You don't want to lose him for nothing. But if you're telling me the last 2 years of Mookie Betts, you're going to be on a World Series contender, I think that alone is worth keeping him. So it's more, all right, what does the rest of the roster look like a year from now? Because, oh, by the way, Mookie Betts in a contract year, that would be worth a whole lot. Something tells me he'd go out there and have one hell of a season. So you would want him. But
by the way, to put it in perspective, according to Darren Revelle, Mike Trout will make $66,978 per at bat.
Oh my God.
$66,978 per at bat.
Wow. That's insane.
It's nuts because as he points out, the median U.S. household annual earnings is 61 and change.
Wow. He's going to get that per at bat. These football players must look at the baseball salaries and be like, what the hell are we doing wrong? They're like, we're putting our lives on the line. We're playing in front of way more people. It's a much more popular sport. And yet their best player just got $430 million. That's going to drive them nuts.
So now the Angels pretty much felt that they didn't have a choice. They basically had to, whatever it took, they had to keep him, especially with Harper, you know, making googly eyes at him from the other coast. They had to do whatever it took, you know. A homegrown player, best in the game, everybody loved him in the clubhouse, the fans loved him, everything. Do the Red Sox feel the same way about Mookie Betts?
I think they do.
We have to do whatever we have to do.
I think they do, but like anytime there's a negotiation, there needs to be two sides. So does Mookie Betts' agent even entertain it and even bring it to Mookie, or is he dead set on, hey, no, I'm all set? Because I don't think the Machado or Harper contract swayed Mookie Betts at all. At least what he said publicly. I don't think that made him say, ooh, maybe I should sign now. Or I think he was like, nope, I'm just going to do what I'm doing. Because remember, he was even asked about it, you know, like what? And he was like, well, you know, things are different for different people and things are more important for whatever. And we're all different players. And you're like, oh, okay. But Mike Trout, That's the only guy in baseball that I would say is definitely better than Betts. Out of all the players, it's the only guy I would say, yep, he's better than. And so now you see, and it's very similar too. He's a year older than Betts, but same kind of contract where they have 2 years left before they can hit the open market. And he's only played for one team, and they came to him this offseason and gave him a record-breaking deal. And he said, yeah, I'll do it. I'm not going to wait out the 2 years. For what? You know, you wait out the 2 years, and how much more money than $430 million do you think would be there? Plus, you know, now you're a free agent for Trout, you would be, what, 29? So a little bit different than signing a deal like this. And so if you're Betts, go ahead and you know, play out your last 2 years. But now the chances of you getting a 12-year deal, and now you're going to be 40 or whatever at the end of the deal, it's a little bit different than if you just signed something like that right now.
We think the Red Sox would desperately like to sign him right now, today, whatever the number is, whatever it takes. I don't know about him.
My guess is he doesn't. I think they already would have tried something with him. Because we've heard comments from them. They want to keep him here for a long time. You notice what happened 2 years ago. They go to arbitration with him. They fought over $3.5 million or $3 million with Mookie Betts. He's like, hey, I think I'm worth 10. They're like, no, you're worth 7. And here's why. Because you're not Chris Bryant. And they're like, okay. And then they obviously ruled in Betts' favor. And he made $10.5 million. This year, rather than doing a video and saying, hey, you're not Mike Trout, they just gave him $20 million. They doubled his salary this year. So that was hopefully sort of a sign of, hey, let's forget about what we did a year ago and we really like you. But maybe Betts still holding a grudge for that.
For all those people who talk about the demise of Major League Baseball, how do you explain these contracts? Machado and then Harper and now Trout and Betts, whatever he's going to get. How do you explain this money if baseball's a dying game?
Yeah, the money is really silly. I don't know. I mean, I would say the best example it's a dying game is what we were talking about yesterday, how guys on the Phillies would rather play Fortnite than watch their own team play. Game, yeah. So that's not a good sign. But the money is obviously there. The TV contracts must still be really strong, and they're not necessarily worried about some of the down attendance in certain stadiums. They don't really seem to care about that because they're getting the money somehow.
Now, baseball plays 10 times more games than football does a year.
Right.
You know, so...
But
can you pay 10 times the salary?
It seems like some of the guys are getting 10 times the salary. But no, that's insane to me because of just the popularity alone of it. And I don't know, the amount of people watching it on a week-in and week-out basis. I know it's only 16 games, but those guys should be getting paid as much, if not more, than baseball players.
See, I truly do believe that if Betts says, I'm going to play it out, it's because he wants out.
Hmm.
If that's what he says, if he says, look, I'm not interested, I don't want to talk about it, to me, what he's saying is, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I guess depending on what the offer is from the Red Sox, if they say, hey, we'll give you the Bryce Harper deal, and he says, no, I don't want it. But if they offer the Mike Trout deal or even just
something
south of Mike
close,
Trout, yeah,
right.
then I think I might agree with you. Because if you offer him $400 and he says no, you got to really wonder how much is going to be out there for him. How much more is he possibly going to make than $400 million in the open market?
He is everything the Red Sox want.
Yeah.
On and off
the
field.
Absolutely.
You know, he is the quintessential Red Sox player, and I'm convinced they're willing to pay an incredibly high premium.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But if he says, you know what, I'm just going to play this thing out, I think it's because he wants out. And at that point, as I said, you got to wheel him next year.
So you wish you would just say that. Like, you look at the NBA, where when guys want out, they tell you they want out. And don't just say, hey, I'll wait till I'm a free agent. If you're Mookie Betts and you really want out, if they go to him if they try to go to him one last time before the season starts and put an offer, and if he turns the offer down, you got to say, well, is there a number? Like, do you even have a number?
Yeah.
And you're right. And if they're like, no, there's no number, then I'm with you, Dale. Then all right, then you just want to be gone.
Just have to kind of pass the baton to the next guy and think about their families.
I mean, Mike Trout, think about these other people. What a nice guy, huh? Thinking about the next people's families. People I've never even met before. I'm thinking about their families.
And I never will
meet. I don't really care to meet them, but I'm thinking about them. Thinking about little Billy and Susie. Thinking about them. Making sure that they're fed. Making sure they get to go to college. That is really kind. He should win some sort of humanitarian award, I feel like.
I wish he'd think about you and me.
I wish he could, yeah.
In much the same way, you know, just give us a
Does he think about the Red Sox at all? You think he thinks about them?
That's the question here, yeah. as you look at this offseason. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's get to the calls with you guys, as Mike Trout has apparently hit the lottery. To put this in perspective, the largest true NFL guaranteed contract is $84 million.
Currently in the
Andrew
league?
Brandt, yes. The largest true NFL guarantee
$84 million.
Mike Trout is about to be guaranteed $430 million.
Who had the $84 million? Do you have that?
He doesn't say. He just said that's the largest true guaranteed contract in the NFL.
That is unbelievable.
Yeesh. Dennis is in Springfield. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good. What's going on?
Mike Trout is kind of overrated in my eyes because Mookie Betts still bases. He's always showing up his clutch time. Mike Trout is a slugger and good for home runs. If Boston can't get him a contract better than Mike Trout, Boston is crazy.
Dennis, I don't think maybe you've seen Mike Trout play. He also steals bases, and he's a better player.
Great fielder.
He's not just a power hitter. He has a significantly better, you know, OPS, WAR, you name it. He can run. He can fly.
Mookie Betts give you, like,
what?
He'll give you that goodwill to win. I don't see that in Mike Trout.
All right, I can't even understand it anymore.
Your phone, unfortunately. I would not suggest that Mike Trout doesn't have a will to win. I would suggest he's on a
team. His team sucks.
That isn't any good. If you use Bill James' similarity score on Baseball Reference through age 26, the most similar players to Mike Trout are Frank Robinson, Ken Griffey Jr., Mickey Mantle, and Hank Aaron. That's a fairly select group, okay?
Yeah.
That's, you know, among the
good
greatest
comps
who ever played the game.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
And so the idea that he's overrated, I don't think so.
The comps for similar batters through 25 for Mookie Betts.
Yes.
Duke Snyder, Grady Sizemore, Del Enos, David Wright, and my guy, Manny Ramirez.
I would suggest that list isn't quite as impressive.
Similar batters, according to Baseball Reference, similar batters. Christian Yelich, Johnny Frederick, Shane Mack, Yasiel Puig, and Corey Dickerson.
Shane O'Mack?
Shane O'Mack, yes. He's on there.
That
yes.
guy?
Yes. No, and I'm not trying to I love Mookie Betts and want him on the team. I'm just saying,
obviously,
I see the 430 from Mike Trout, and I say, well, that is the best player in the game. So if that's where you're setting the bar, if Mookie Betts is offered $400 million over 12 years by the Red Sox, he should really entertain that.
I mean, does he have, and I'm just using this as an example, does he have in his head, I want to be the first $500 million
yeah,
guy?
Maybe. I mean, and that's good confidence to have, but I don't know if anybody's going to give you $500 million. Although, if somebody just got 430, so yeah, you know what, maybe it's not that far off.
Sarah's in Norwood. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I just wanted to ask your opinion on the timing of this, right? So, I think you said had a couple more years, and now they've, you know, signed him to this, you know, huge deal. Does that affect any decisions that the Red Sox have to make, right? Were they looking at his numbers in terms of trying to decide how they were going to handle that? Now they know what you know, our team is willing to pay Trout. So does this speed up their decision-making? Does it, how does this affect their process that they're going to follow with that?
I mean, Sarah, I do believe, and they've made it clear, that they would like to sign him now. Sam Kennedy has said, you know, I don't want to get into specifics, but we've, you know, begun discussions. They've made it clear if they could get Mookie signed to a deal right now with 2 years left on his contract, they would do it.
They would. And I think this, to answer Sarah's question, this does answer a question, or at least it should, for Mookie Betts and for the Red Sox, because if you're Betts in his camp, you might think, and I think you'd be right, that you're better than Bryce Harper and you're better than Manny Machado. So if that's what the number is, you don't know how much higher somebody like you could get.
Yeah, you've got a pretty good comp base here.
Yeah,
to
now
deal
Mike
with,
Trout.
Don't you?
And then remember Nolan Arenado, whatever
it
might be.
I'm going to let you just keep stumbling over it.
He signed a big deal too, but he's a little bit older, so it wasn't as many years, but he signed a big, and those are the guys that really, that's the company that Mookie Betts is in. So if you see the 430, at least now, if you're the Red Sox, you know what kind of offer would not be insulting, and you know what kind of offer would you know, maybe get Mookie Betts to sign.
My guess, and it's just a guess here, is the Red Sox probably now know that they've got to be somewhere in the ballpark of $400 million.
Agreed.
Somewhere in that ballpark. If he then says, yeah, you know what, I'm good, I'm going to hold off,
Then you got to trade him next year.
Yeah, because then
play out this year.
See how the negotiation goes.
Trade him next year.
Yeah, you go, what's your number? I don't have a number. Well, if you don't have a number, then you don't want to be here.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Mike Trout hits the lottery. And the question now is, what will it take to keep Mookie Betts? It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WEEI.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
It's a good contract for both sides. And it's absurd to think that when an athlete is being paid more than any other athlete has been paid in history, and by a pretty substantial margin, you can say that it's a good contract for the team, but the numbers don't lie. The Angels TV contract is $3 billion, and Mike Trout is off to the greatest start of anybody in baseball history. And that's not an exaggeration. The first 8 years of his contract through age 26 have been more productive on an individual level than anybody out there. So $430 million, it's actually going to be more than 430. It's $100 million plus over Bryce Harper. It's $65 million plus over what Canelo Alvarez got from DAZN. I mean, it is an enormous figure, and I think the Angels rightly believe that he is worth every penny.
Hard to argue. When you look at those numbers,
right? He's as consistent as really there's been.
As good a player.
He's unbelievable.
I mean, you can actually make an argument. He's as good as anybody who's ever played the game at this stage of his career.
Yeah.
That's how good he's been.
Right.
There's a website called Spot Track, which looks at all the player contracts for all of the major sports. They have now said that with this extension, Trout's career earnings will be $577.85 million, the most ever in any major American sport.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's a ton. I mean,
half a billion dollars in contracts.
Playing baseball for a team that never makes the playoffs. Pretty good.
Well, they did once. One time.
And again, not his fault, and you would want him. If there was an expansion draft in baseball, he'd be the first pick even still. He's, 27 years old, but he is as consistent as anybody. Now, you got to surround him with some actual players for them to have a chance to win anything, but he is fantastic. So I guess the question would then be, Dale, if Mookie Betts just wants to be the highest paid player ever, first of all, is he barking up the wrong tree with that?
I don't know how you make that argument if I'm him.
You can't. Again, you're better than everybody in baseball but one.
I got no issues saying I'm better than Harper.
Yeah.
I'm better than Machado. I'm better than Arenado. No problem. I agree with him on all those.
You kind of lose me with Trout. You kind of lose me there. But if you're the Red Sox, would you offer $431 million. With just so he can say 12 years, $431 million. You are now the highest paid player. You have now set the market. In baseball, they'll do that. Trust me. When A-Rod signed his first record breaking deal, the first one that he signed, it was exactly twice as much as Kevin Garnett's deal. Like, baseball wanted to have more. If you're the Red Sox, would you do that?
Probably not.
I would not. I would not. He's not as good as Trout.
No, but I would absolutely go to Betts camp here and say, all right, listen, we'll put $400 million on the table right now.
Oof.
$400 million. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out years. We'll figure out AAVs, all that stuff. But the package, we'll put $400 million on the table right now.
I would do that one. And I know it's, you know, well, it's $31 million over 12 years or whatever. He shouldn't be paid more than Mike Trout. And I don't think he would really win that argument. Now, if you did give him 12 years, $400 million, that would be $33.3 million a year. And the way the baseball contracts are set up, that to me would be fair. Now, I don't know if he would want a 12-year deal. He would probably want the opt-outs in there, and maybe after
I can't wait to see what the opt-outs are in Trout's contract.
Every year.
Harper supposedly said, I don't want any.
Right.
I want to be in Philadelphia the rest of my career. In fact, there's no trades. There's no opt-outs.
Yeah.
If things go bad for Bryce Harper,
he's there. He is there forever.
In the history of Major League Baseball, there are now four contracts who are for a total of $300 million or more. There's Manny Machado, who got $300 million this year. There's Giancarlo Stanton, who got $325 million.
By the Marlins.
From the Marlins then. Now the Yankees are paying for it. There's Harper at $330. There's Trout at $430.
Yeah, I mean,
I would put bets between Harper and Trout, but closer to Trout than to Harper.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's 330 and 430, you look at it and say, all right, is he worth 380? But fine, if you want to round it all the way up to 400, it's a lot of money. But to lock him up, I would do that. And I don't know if Betts is saying, hey, if you give me 432 right this second, I'll sign. That puts the Red Sox in a tough spot, but I would not do that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Adam's in Auburn. Hey, Adam.
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon.
Good.
So just a quick question, right? Because I think that these contracts are bad. And I'm not disputing Mookie or Trout's greatness. I actually think it almost makes my argument, is that I agree that Trout's one of the greatest players that's ever lived. Right?
He just is.
How has that impacted his team's win total? Right? Like, this isn't basketball, and he's not a quarterback in football, where, you know, you get LeBron, you're terrible, you got a shot. Right, a young LeBron.
Oh, it's definitely the sport where you have the MVP, you're not guaranteed to make the playoffs, where the other three sports, if you have the MVP, you're making the playoffs.
Okay, right, so we agree. So Trout, right, they just gave him $35 million a year for 12 years, guaranteed.
Right.
That's if he gets a wrist injury, hurts his knee, hurts his back, you know. Like, no matter what, that's on the books. And I remember Todd Helton or A-Rod and these wacky contracts a while back, and they all go bad. And I look at Mookie, and I love Mookie, and I hope they keep Mookie. But would a team not be better suited, you know, trading Mookie, right, and giving big money to Noah Syndergaard or DeGrom or whoever, right, and just, you know, take your chances at big-time pitching? Because I think that ultimately, if your goal is to win, you're better served going that way and just finding people to play the field and hit a little bit. You can win like that.
Well, big-time pitching terrifies me, Adam. I mean, those guys go down with Tommy John, it seems like, every year.
They don't get 13 years either. Yeah,
some of them have gotten pretty big contracts in the past, but yeah, you ideally aren't giving guys too many years when they're in their 30s. But the everyday player, I mean, Mike Trout, with the exception of 2017, he plays like every day. Like, Mike Trout is
the premise, though, Keith. Like,
what's that?
Even if it gets blowing it on pitching, even like just that, is it really worth it to give that much money to one guy and leave the rest of your team in the position that it's in?
Well, and I would take your question one step further. If you're the Red Sox, can you afford to have three guys who are all making more than $30 million? Because you've got one already. You're going to add another one with Chris Sale.
See, I wouldn't sign Chris Sale.
See, I think they're going to. And that's my point.
I think
they're going to. And you're then going to have three guys all north of $30 million a year.
But if you could only have Betts or Sale, who would you have?
Betts.
Yeah, so that's what I would do
if I was
the team.
But I don't think it's an either-or for them. I think they have talked to Sale about it. I think they're working towards a deal for Sale, which puts him north of 30.
Yeah,
You've already got David Price north of 30.
Right.
And now,
But could they? Yes, they could. To the Red Sox.
Well, I
you know,
I
they could spend a ton of money. They definitely could do that, because then now the rest of your rotation, because Porcello is making over 20, you know, he'll be off the books. You're already not paying a closer this year. You're going to have to admit you're not going to be able to re-sign Jackie Bradley. Maybe you move on from Xander Bogaerts, right? Like, you're going to have to make sacrifices, but they definitely could have three guys making over 30. Plus, Betts would be the only one, if he was able to agree to a deal, he's the only one that you would have under contract for 10-plus years. I mean, to the caller's point, I kind of understand what he's saying. He's saying how one player doesn't make the biggest difference in baseball, and that is true, but that doesn't mean you don't sign him. That doesn't mean you don't, like, if you're the Angels, you say, hey, we haven't made the playoffs, so the first thing we're going to do to make the playoffs is get rid of Mike Trout. Like, no. You need to be smart with the other signings that you have, and you definitely want to keep Mike Trout. That's how I would look at it.
I'll be curious to see. Now, we know the Red Sox want to sign Mookie. We know they've already said they want to. Now, the question is, does he even engage? Because if he doesn't engage...
Yeah, that's scary.
That is not a good sign.
No, that's scary.
He says, you know what? We're just going to wait a couple of years. You know, I'll play my ass off for you.
And at that point, you got to re-sign Bogaerts, and you got to look around and see what's out there.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Reports are Mike Trout is about to get $430 million. By the way, he was playing on a $120-some-odd million contract already.
Right.
But he's about to get $430 million. What does that mean for the Red Sox and Mookie Betts? 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.